It's a very good afternoon, good evening. Sanbonani, Dumelang, Amsheni, Moloini, Bonjour. Good morning. Whatever time you're streaming us, welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is your boy, Mlungi Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. The most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege. Roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. I definitely do not buzz alone. I definitely buzz with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing, too many adjectives. So little time. Oskumi Dumela.
Dumela Mlu. Okay.
Kidengan okay.
Hi, Kishap.
I decided to be all suited today.
Yeah, what's that, Mashem?
I shem you.
I walik.
A for effort.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good though?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm great. Looking forward to today's conversation. It's quite interesting. It's quite a very close to home, but another place which is close to home is our social media platforms, and we hope that you can once again be highly, highly interactive with us, even after our 100,000 listens milestone. We hope that you can continue and make 100,000 more listens possible. Oskumi, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so we all know that things do not always go according to plan in relationships.
Yes.
And some people end up stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can find out that your partner has been unfaithful through many ways. You know, they might be careless. You might find certain items around the house that do not belong to you in their car.
Yep.
You might even find messages on their phone.
Yep.
You know, should you ever have access to their phone.
Mm-hmm.
That's normal. Standard practice. So now, what happens when your friends come to you and say, Riboni tabo, or Riboni mpo, analyst mama?
Kai kai.
Are you now going to go to your friends? Are you now going to go to your partner and say, my friends baraba uboni? So the question we're asking is, do you want to know if your partner is cheating?
Yep. Yep.
Do you want to know by you looking for the evidence? Or do you want to know from your friends that your partner is cheating?
Yeah. It's going to be tight. It's going to be tight. It's going to be a very, very tight conversation. Do you want to know? Some people say the truth will set you free. Does it?
Thank you. Does it?
Does it really? You know?
Yeah. Or does it burden you more?
Yeah. Is honesty the best policy?
Mm.
Is
ignorance the best policy?
Yeah. Is really what you don't know won't harm you? You know, so those are some of the conversations we're going to be looking into. And we've got a couple of voice notes that people have sent us on this particular matter. And we're going to be just having the conversation. You know, is it... Do you want to... I remember we had a conversation with Kokusanele a while back. And she cautioned us of playing unqualified detectives. That's the word she used.
Mm. And we are all FBI and CIA agents once we get into relationships, eh?
Or once our friends get into relationships.
Yeah.
Because your friend is in the relationships... So by virtue of them being in a relationship, you also are in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you also are part of the surveillance. You're also part of the...
Exactly. You're part of the surveillance team and the tactical team.
And. The unqualified detectives.
Yeah.
So do you want that? Do you want to know when your partner is cheating on you or not? And it's not us who's going to have that conversation. We're going to hear from you once again, your lovely voice notes. You're going to be telling us if that is what tickles your fantasy. And let's hear from you. Do you want to know exactly if your partner's cheating on you or not? Let us hear.
I'll say yes, but I'll say no. If yes, you need to come with full details, screenshots, pictures, videos. You give the contact number yalomuntu achita naye. You must come with full details to me. No, if you don't have full details.
Okay. All right. It's funny. It's funny. We're going to load some other ones now. It's funny how we spoke about unqualified
detectives. Yeah, I know.
Did you see the things she listed?
Listen, I'm not mad at that. If you're going to come with allegations, you must come with receipts. You must come with receipts. I want to see the receipts. You're not just going to come here and say, I saw, I heard. Hey.
Yes,
come with proof.
Full.
Undisputed proof.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Yes.
Without reason.
Beyond reasonable doubt.
You see, then yeah. we started the conversation to say, are you going to be now unqualified PIs now? Because that sounds to me to say, if you're going to bring it to her, you have to bring in a full-on police report.
And listen, women, we are the best investigative officers in the world when it comes to sniffing out a cheetah.
The animal or the human being?
Both. For the sake of this conversation, I'm going to say both. But yeah, we can sniff out a cheetah.
From a mile away.
Yes. We know where to look and what to look for. And without fail, we will find the damning evidence.
That will prove
beyond reasonable doubt.
Now the question is, do you want to know that?
That's what we're asking.
Do you? Because I'm not sure if it sets you free. Because it just adds.
Not personally, I'm gonna tell you after everything. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna share my two cents on this.
Let's hear more about this.
Yes, ngiyena jabula umuntu mega ngitshela. Just so that I know, yabona, to have an idea ukuthi khona into enjalo. But mina ngiprefera ukuzitholela. But ke, to be told by someone else would be a good thing. But I won't hold on to that kakhulu, yabona, until I find out myself. Whether it's true or not.
My kind of girl.
This is Thomas.
Yes.
Ukholwa ka ubone.
Ask Kamplela.
Yes.
Because let me tell you.
My friends barba ubone. Hey, this is Thomas.
Yes.
Unyako iponela. Unyako ukholwa ka ubone.
Yeah, because abangani, let's be honest, guys. Abangani bayaxabanisa.
True.
Abangani bayaxabanisa. And if anything, recently, we should be realizing, right? There's a piece I think I read on Cosmopolitan. I think if my memory serves me well, and they were doing a stats around who cheats on you the most. The largest percent of the people who cheat on us are the people who are close to us. The people who we call our friends and family.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and it's probably the most likelihood of the situation is that our friends, but they tend to also khala for our partners.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Yes, they want a piece of the action.
Yeah, that's true. That's been known to happen.
Yeah, so they will fabricate anything possible beyond reasonable doubt.
Hi Mara, you must eliminate the obstacle to progress again.
Yeah.
So for me to eliminate the obstacle to progress,
I must lie. Yeah, I must. You tell
it.
And it's not a blue
and
lie.
And I must paint this a picture that suits my narrative.
And this is not a blue lie or a white. This is a blatant lie.
Yes. Unashamedly so.
So hence I'm saying, you know, that is why Lo U Thomas, because I think in the back of her mind, she's thinking, Guti, I am not about to now end stuff because of you just told me.
Because your eyes are never going to deceive you. Friends will, but your eyes aren't. Exactly. Your eyes won't.
And I'd rather, can I rather than see it for myself and then come to the conclusion that I need to draw to, you know, because ultimately, people, Battle Herder, guys. Battle Herder, Stina! I mean, if you're standing further, Castina, it's not going to hit you. The closer you are, the more impactful it is.
Some friends ain't loyal.
Yeah, so I agree with her. Hence, she says, I'm sorry. Let's hear from more.
Yes, ngiyajabula.
Oh, no. We're repeating it. Sorry.
Yes, I would like to be told if my partner is cheating on me, because not only are they diseases, sex is very much spiritual, and I would not like any other energies in my space without my knowledge. And also, I would expect the same loyalty from my friends and family to let me know if my partner is cheating on me.
Yeah. That's quite valid, actually. But it's quite valid because we live in a world where, and I think we've said it many a times, we've exhausted it, I think, on this podcast, that you don't just sleep with someone. It's a transfer of energies.
I exchange energies.
It's you exchange energies. And nowadays, you get sick. That's why we say, there's a segment where we say, guys, keep it strapped. You get sick, guys. You get sick, and I can imagine if your partner or your prospective partner is potentially cheating, you would want to know if you are in danger of getting either STIs or inheriting that energy, because we are African beings sometimes, and sometimes I often think that we forget that. We're African beings that are energy beings. And everything that we do is energy driven.
But I think if you as a person feel that way, you must make it known to your friends. You must tell your friends, listen, this is the type of person that I am. This is how I feel about something like this. And therefore, if you see my partner cheating, tell me about it, provided you can handle it.
Okay.
You know, because there's the idealization of you wanting to know, and the reality of you actually knowing that this is actually happening. The reality is completely different.
Totally different.
Yeah. You know, you think you might be able to handle it once you know, but I'd say 7 out of 10 times.
You don't want to know.
You can't handle it.
Like Trevor
and
said.
And you wished you never knew.
Like Trevor said, trust me, you don't want to know.
Yeah.
Trust me, you don't want to know.
But if you are the type of person who believes in energies and, you know, for the sake of your health, and you want to protect yourself and all of that, and you can handle the fact that your partner has stepped out.
By all means.
If you want to know, then...
You'll know.
Yeah, you'll know.
But... The truth, hence I said, the truth will not set you free.
Hey, yo, the truth ain't never set nobody free.
let's hear from you.
That's why prison's a fool.
Yes, I would like to be told if my partner is cheating.
Oh, wait.
I'll say yes, but I'll say no. If you...
Producer. Hi, Bo.
Well, with me, it's fine. You can tell me, don't get into details. Ukuthi kade behambile, bahambile izolo, ugibela njalo ngo-8 uyagibela. No, don't do that. Just tell me and try avoid ama details. Ngoba uma usunika ama details, ngizothatha isibhamu ngimdubule. Kube inkinga leyo.
Abuti, no. Abuti, awa. Awa. Zbamu ae. Ae. Unless it is from some dog. But ae. Hey, eh. Udubula ngwana mang fo eng he he.
You know what?
He mara le tjuletsa olong.
You know, hence, you know, we ask this question repetitively. Do you really want to know? And this guy is projecting the outcome of what we essentially were asking, because we knew once the truth is in your face, how you react is and can't be out of control.
You know, the sad reality that we're living in is that men cannot handle cheating.
Yes.
And men do not react to cheating the same way as women.
Yeah.
You know, for most women, if they find out that their men stepped out,
they're more forgiving.
9 out of 10 times, she will call the other woman. Mm. 9 out of 10 times, she will call the other woman and tell her a new one. You know, men react differently.
Mm.
Men tend to react violently.
Yeah.
And which is why this guy said,
I'm too bold.
Utlo dubula ngwana. Like, no, why?
Let's talk about the sad reality. And I think that's why we had this conversation. The truth is that you're saying women are more forgiving than men.
No. I didn't say forgiving.
I'm
talking about the initial reaction.
Yeah, but...
Hence I said 9 out of 10 times, a woman will call the other woman. Some women will confront the men.
Mm-hmm.
And then after confronting the men, then call the other woman. Other women, they don't even confront their men. They automatically now... Go for the other woman.
Go for
you know. But in most cases, there's no violence. There might be...
Oh, there was some there. Yeah,
there might be a heated exchange.
Kapnyana, scratchnyana, pull your hair, nyana. But it's
not... It never even... In extreme cases, it gets to that. But in most cases, it's just a phone call where it will be a heated exchange. You know, sometimes, yes, it will be physical, but it's not physical to the point of extreme violence. In extreme violence, I'm talking about picking up a gun
and
shooting somebody else's child.
Yeah.
And killing them simply because they chose somebody else.
Yep.
Like, no. No. And I am right now trying to stop myself from using... I'm trying to stop myself from using explicit
the explicit language. But here's but I was why I jumped to forgiving first, because that's the outcome of this. The reality is, and I think we spoke about it when we were touching on God rest his soul, Rick Rick. There are a lot of frailties as men that we do not admit to, right? And many, many men were born and lived and were never sensitized and were never even empowered to build their self-esteem. We were never taught how to be independent in thinking, to be independent in how you react and in how you conduct yourselves. And that is why more often than not, we were always taught that a man needs a woman to survive. And maybe to a large extent, and maybe to other cultural and other aspects, it might be true. But the pattern of that thinking is, when you say to the man that they are empowered and they're entitled to that woman that they were given to, then they feel that they own that woman. Then they feel that they're obligated to that woman. Then they feel that everything that that woman is to them is but for them and them alone. So when this happens, that somebody then, the woman decides to choose somebody else, whether they cheated or not, and in this case we'll talk about cheating because we're talking about, do you want to know if your partner is cheating on you or not? We then, again, were not taught the importance of emotional intelligence. And most men, are taught to fight more than flight. We're taught to, when you confront an incident, your manhood should always fight at that instance, versus where you're able to, if you are saying, like with women, conversate, or maybe walk away, which is flight. Because that's the man thing to do. Anytime, if somebody stamps on my toes, I must go to that person and say, excuse me, brah, but you stamped on my toes. And I will be on their faces.
Yeah, but then I feel that then speaks to your character as a person. Because I know of men who have found out that their partners were cheating. And they either forgave the woman or they walked away.
But, you know,
the minute now you choose violence, that speaks to your character as a person. It does not speak to the species. It does not speak to the male species to say men are inherently violent and this is how they will react. No. It does not speak to women, the female species, to say that they will react with violence as well. Now, if I find out my partner is cheating, I'm not going to confront the other woman. I'm not. Mm-hmm. Why am I confronting her? Because the reason she is in this, in my relationship, the reason she's in my house is because this man brought her.
Yeah.
So I must now sort this out with this man. Why did he bring her
into the...
Whether she allowed it or not, that's a separate issue. That's between her
and
her God, her ancestors, her therapist, and I don't know who else. But he opened that door and he said, walk in. So my beef is with this man. I'm not going to attack that woman. So I choose something different. So hence I say it's not an inherent species reaction.
Mm.
It's an individual reaction.
Yes.
If you find out that your partner is cheating and you choose violence, that is your character. It's your characteristic. That's what you're choosing. It does not speak for all women.
It does not also
it does
speak,
not speak for
to all
men.
Men. But Khumi,
because we all have a choice in that situation.
It's true. But when I say inherently, men, and dare I generalize, South African men, and as I said, dare I generalize, we are violent by nature.
I can't argue with that.
We are
no lie there.
We have a history. We have a struggle that was accomplished by violence.
Yeah. Our freedom was accomplished.
Our freedom.
Through violence.
Our democracy.
Yeah.
Our civilization.
It was accomplished through violence.
By violence.
Yeah.
A system taught us that in order for people to listen to us,
We have to be violent.
We have to be violent. We were taught that in order to for you to listen to me, even post that, our government responds when people walk into streets and burn stuff. When we are still talking, when we are still in the negotiations, when we are still in the when we are still in meetings and bargaining councils with the government, they will never hear us. Up until we burn, up until we turn the streets upside down, it is then that the government will hear. So, by virtue of that, we are naturally violent. We have a gender-based violence that has gone beyond control because we are violent by nature. Our communication, how we express ourselves as men, in order for our women to hear us, whether we are projecting or not, we have to be violent for people to hear what is it that you are trying to say. Whether you are projecting, whether you are crying out for help.
But what are you trying to say when you harm the very person that you are meant to protect? Then what are you saying?
My point is this. In all of that violence ceases to stop when I find out that you have cheated on me. Because the nature of that violence still spools over to this. I've never been taught to walk away. I've never been taught to say, admit that there's somebody who's better.
No, but I feel the instances are different in that the violence that you speak of is circumstantial. It's environmental. Whereas finding out that your partner perhaps and maybe even chose somebody else over you, that's egotistical. Your ego cannot handle the fact that your partner chose somebody else over you.
But it's the same ego, remember. It's the same ego.
No, but that other one is circumstantial.
No, but remember,
it's based on survival.
No, but remember.
So is this one also based on survival?
Remember, even that one, right? Uh-huh. Women have now become, according to the latest stats, women are now earning more than men. Right?
Ego.
Now, right? Hence, I'm saying I want to point out it's ego. We're going back to ego, right? Our women are independent. Our women are doing the stuff. You were making a joke about it the other time, where you are self-fixing everything that you're in your homes. You're self-reliant now. So if I'm going to meet you and you do not need anything from me, ego. So we are anything egotistical, we struggle with it because men by nature compete.
Okay. Going back to that example that you just made, that I'm a self-reliant woman, I'm independent, I can do everything by myself, you know that I don't need a man for anything. And then you now one day come into my house, wakrea madimeja, abetile four on my sofa, and then ore 1 + 1, irofe 2.
Mm.
Are you now going to kill madimeja?
It's...
Because you now assume that I'm relying on him and not relying on you.
Remember,
killing me.
Yeah, whether you kill him.
Or killing me, specifically killing me, not even my mate.
Yeah.
But killing me because you now thinking, oh, damn, this woman, she gave me the impression that she does not need me, but now she needs him.
Which comes back to me. You wouldn't have not...
So, hence I say it's a character thing.
No, but hence I'm saying, it's egotistical. Right? It's man. It's babies and in football, it's a man-to-man issue. It's a man thing. My projecting, whether I kill you, kill him, or in most instances nowadays,
kill of, everybody,
including myself.
If yes,
it comes back to me because I cannot deal with the fact that when you decided to do or to whether outsource or whether to cheat or whatever, however you phrase it, it is an indictment on me.
But that's what I'm saying, that it is a characteristic ya gago.
But
because you could easily choose to walk away and say, you know what, this person is messed up. Perhaps she doesn't know what she wants. Mm. And then I'm not about this mess. So I'm just going to now exclude myself from this whole equation.
Yeah.
You could easily walk away.
Sure.
But some men choose not to walk away. Instead, you're going to say, you made a fool of me, and then you're going to kill me.
Hence I'm saying, most...
Whereas a better man would say, you know what? Nuh-uh. Not my circus, not my monkey, and walk away. Mm. I ain't got nothing to do with this mess. You know? But another man instead, like this guy said, you're going to pick up a gun and kill somebody's child. You're going to pick up a knife and kill somebody's child.
And I'm not condoning my, by the way. All I'm saying is, he's reflecting possibly a 70% view of most men. Some men too won't go to that degree of violence. But the sad reality is, most men will be bruised to that extent. And hence why a conversation that needs to happen is, how do we handle disappointment as a man? How do you handle failure as a man? That is why the stats are not lying. We are killing ourselves the most.
I think that this fictional men's conference that you guys have...
No, firstly...
to try to get out of Valentine's Day, it needs to stop being fiction and starts being reality.
First...
Y'all need to have that conference and sit down and call each other to order.
First of all, that's not a conference. That's not a conference. That's not a conference. I've said it many a times. That's not a conference. Miss me on that one. It's not.
No. Hence, I said fictitional because it doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't.
And which is why I say it must stop being fiction. It must be reality.
No. Nope.
Where across the country, men gather. Mm. And you have these conversations as men, and you call each other out. Because I know that as men, in your circle of friends, you know that your boy is abusing his girlfriend. Yeah. But none of you are saying anything about it.
Yeah.
None of you are stopping it. Some of them have even done it in front of you, but you guys are not doing anything about it.
Yeah.
So it needs to come to a point where you say enough is enough. If you guys really are saying that you're allies against GBV, you guys really need to actively do something about it and call each other out.
But the bottom line, as we conclude, is where I was going to is this man is projecting a general view. It might not be an entire view, but a general populist view that most men have, and also what most men suffer from. Because we were not taught that walking away is still a great decision.
Okay. When would you like to know if your partner is cheating?
Personally, no. Because I...
Whether you find out on your own or
from
other sources.
Finding out for myself, for me, is more liberating. It might be more painful, yes. But it's more comforting for me because it's my truth and it's my truth and my truth alone. Coming from somebody else has a lot of my analytical natural self comes into play because I have to understand where you're coming from, how, why are you telling me this? How, and. And chances are, I might not take it from you. And that is why I put a disclaimer. A relationship, even according to chemistry, is about two different chemicals coming together. The mere fact, when there's three, the element changes completely. So, I would rather these two chemicals, unknown chemicals, come together and build whatever. If they fail to do so, let it be because these two. And I loved what Mini Dlamini said when she published finally in that statement when she said she was finally filing for divorce. She said, it is a decision that we both took. We both came to the realization that what we initially did, whatever this was initially, had skewed so far that we had to then decide that we need to move. And I believe for me to find out, I will find comfort. Will it be painful for me? Yes. Will I be angry? Possibly. Will I shoot? No. Because I was taught differently. But I would rather prefer it is from me than from other people. Because ultimately, again, we have intentions as human beings. And whether our intentions is to destroy, whether our intention is to belittle, because me telling Lou or me telling Khomi that somebody is cheating, I don't know what the ulterior is, even if you are my best friend. You know, so I rather than say, to cut any uncertainty, let me find out for myself and let me deal with it with myself.
I'm glad you said that. I don't know what the motive is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Why? Because in most cases, I've realized that friends or family, when they tell somebody that their partner is cheating, is because they themselves will not tolerate that kind of behavior.
Yeah.
I told my friends, don't tell me if you ever find out that my partner is cheating. If you see him out in the streets with some other woman, do not tell me. This man is probably going around Ahiradu Hotel all over Gauteng trying to hide himself and what he's doing from me. And then when are you going to bring this mess
to my doorstep?
You're going to bring this mess onto my doorstep. You are going to destroy my peace simply because when you cannot allow that kind of behavior. Simply because when you would want to know. I do not care. Mm. If you want me to tell you that your man is cheating, I will tell you. But I don't want to know.
Thank you.
Because now the minute that you tell me, you are destroying my peace.
You've disturbed it now.
What must happen now?
Exactly.
You expect me to go to sleep at night soundly like I did the night before. I'm now supposed to go sleep peacefully with the knowledge that my husband or my boyfriend is cheating on me.
Yeah.
And then if I choose not to leave this person, you then judge me.
Yeah.
And then you go around, or no, kesikela, bandira sikela. No, it's because I choose my peace.
Exactly.
So, and I tell my friends all the time, do not tell me. If you think this man is making me a fool, fine. Let me be a fool. I am a fool who is living at in peace. Blissful ignorance.
Yep.
I sleep peacefully at night because I do not know
what?
That I am being made a fool. But the minute now you bring that knowledge
to your
into
message.
My space, I now know that I'm being made a fool. I'm not going to sleep. I'm now going to turn into an amateur CIA agent. I'm going to be checking this man's phone. I'm going to be checking the kilometers, the odometer on his car.
Now I'm doing things I'm not supposed to.
I'm going to be searching his pockets. I'm going to be going through his bank statements. Oh my goodness, the mental exercise, the emotional trauma and the emotional trauma. I do not need that kind of mess in my life.
Absolutely.
So, y'all, if you know my man and you see my man out in the streets, not that I have one, but the next time I have one and you see him out in the streets, Do not tell me. Do not tag me.
Please, I don't
want
to know.
I don't want to know.
I don't
want to
know.
Hey, nakinyo ko ba sklele ba tung?
No, but it's not even about sklele. It's peace sake. It's for peace sake. It's for
no, because people think Horvele, this person is making a fool out of you.
No, it's a peace for peace sake.
So therefore, let us enlighten you. This is what's happening. Please.
Yeah, I
because we shilu wowe.
Anyway, that's why your relationship would have survived at the time that it survived. You know what I mean? So, guys, this exercise was to really just to find out, are you comfortable with it? And we ask those questions deliberately. Does the truth really set you free? You know, does what you know really harm you? You know, and if be careful, you know, my mom says, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. And if you just get it, are you ready for it?
And also, we're asking this because all of us, when we get into relationships, and please don't try to deny it. Don't try to deny this. All of us, when we get into the relationships, we have this doubt and we have this voice at the back of our minds that's saying, this person might possibly be cheating on you.
Yeah.
And a lot of us choose to do nothing about it. Mm-hmm. We choose not to act on that voice. You know, we choose to just tune it out and not listen to it. But now other people will come to you and say, yes, this person is cheating on you. Can you handle that truth?
Yeah.
Do you want to know? Are you going to listen to those people? Are you going to listen to those voices when they come at you and say, what you have been suspecting all along is actually happening, it's actually true?
Yeah, and ultimately, how you deal with it, it's entirely up to you.
Do not resort. No, like I know it's up to you, but do not resort to violence. It's, like it's not
no,
worth
no,
it.
No, it's not worth it.
Don't resort to violence. Like
it's not.
No,
it's not.
No,
it really isn't.
We do not condone it.
No, like at all.
We condemn it.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. Absolutely. Totally something we do not condemn is you following us on our social media platforms. Oshumi.
They can find us on Facebook.
Yep.
Daily Zan.
Mm-hmm.
Or y'all can tweet us on Daily Sun at Daily Sun SA.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can find us at www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /Mcholo, and you can be able to find this episode and many, many others. Well, it's again a big thank you to all the voice notes. And yeah, whew, what a conversation. And we really, guys, we really want to have these conversations, right? With your partners, with your friends in particular, the people that are close to you, and tell them, you know, what your view is on the matter and what your stance is in the matter, and really point it out as blatant and as honest as possible. Once again, guys, everybody, please make sure that when you're engaging in sex, you're keeping it strapped, you're keeping it safe. Please make sure you condomize everybody. Please make sure that you also get yourself vaccinated. There are booster shots that are available. If not, please make sure that you're sanitized, you wear that mask, you social distance. Please, guys, we don't want to contend with fifth wave, sixth wave, whatever wave that they're projecting. We are rebuking it, and we're going to fight it, provided that we all get ourselves vaccinated.
Apparently, World War III is coming.
We are in
we
the
We don't
midst.
Know where that is or
it's
whether
our,
it's not.
It's in our midst.
But either way, y'all be safe out in this.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers are with everybody that is in the Ukraine. We hope that whatever is happening with Russia and the Ukraine, a peaceful and amicable decision will come together, and we hope that peace will be restored, everybody. But once again, big thank you to all the voice note that we received. If you see us on the streets, definitely know that this one is Mlungisi Mbele, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator. Most handsome guy in a cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.